you for calling customer service. My name is Cammie. How can I help you?
Cammie, I made a purchase that was offered to me by way of my phone, and I want to cancel it.
Okay. Can I get your
in
name?
In fact, they took in an additional $19.99 for something that I didn't accept. And I want them both canceled because my account holder notified me about this. Okay? My name is Janelle Gasper.
Okay, Madeline, can I get the zip code as well, please?
10468.
Okay, give me one moment. Okay, and can you verify the billing address for me, ma'am?
Number 6, Fordham Hill Oval, 3 words. The apartment number is 5H as in Henry, in the Bronx, New York, 10468.
Okay, so I do see where an order was placed for the smartwatch as well as like the earpods for it. Is that what you're calling it about?
I found out that you're not Verizon. I thought because I have a Verizon address that I put in my my browser with VZ, I just automatically thought it was Verizon asking me for the survey.
Well, no, ma'am. We're not Verizon. We're a third-party company, sir.
Yeah, I realize that.
I know Verizon works with like a lot of the companies we do calls for, ma'am. So that's probably what it is. Now, if you would like, I could get you like a fifty percent discount for the end of trial charge if you would like to keep it. Because it's not a recurring bill, ma'am.
No, I decided that I don't want the one that they put that I didn't order. Once they did that, I don't want it at all. They put down they included $19.99. I didn't accept that one. So I want to cancel the entire $11.94 and the one that's pending for $90, yes.
Okay, and not even if I got you like a 75% discount, ma'am.
Excuse me?
Maybe I could take a 75% discount for the end of trial, ma'am, because like I said, it's non-recurring. So after the end of trial charge, you wouldn't be billed anything further.
Nah, I just want my entire account. I want the whole thing from my account canceled from my account, please.
Okay, well, I'll make sure I get that canceled for you. Did you help with anything else or have any other questions
while
you're here, ma'am?
No, can I get some type of confirmation on this cancellation?
Sure, ma'am. The confirmation number for the cancellation will be C as in Charlie, 258-849-511.
I want to repeat that. C as in Charlie, 258-8. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
Hello?
I'm here, ma'am.
849-511. And what's your company's name now?
I'm not giving out the company name, ma'am. We're just a third-party call center.
But then the confirmation means nothing if I don't get the money back.
Ma'am, it's a same-day order. We can void the shipping and handling for same-day orders. But I just can't. I'm not giving you the company name, ma'am.
Why?
Because policy, ma'am.
I have no guarantee that you will give me my money back.
Okay, ma'am. Well, if you don't see it in 3 to 5 business days, ma'am, so that means if you don't see it by Friday, ma'am, you can just call us back and we'll see what's going on with it.
And you can't tell me who us is. Okay, can you tell me the exact is there one confirmation numbers for both?
Yes, ma'am, for both of them.
Mm-hmm. And you said, and your ID or whoever you are, who am I speaking to, please?
Cammie, C-A-M-M-I-E.
That's about the same as the confirmation. It means nothing. Okay, I'll call back. I'm sure that the legality of it, they can find out if I don't get the money back.
Okay, ma'am. Well, it is explained in the terms and conditions, ma'am, so they are valid charges, technically.
Excuse me?
I said, well, they are technically valid charges, ma'am, because it is explained in the terms and conditions.
I barely understand what you're saying.
Okay, ma'am. Well, I got that taken care of for you. Did you help with anything else?